President Obama has been in Trinidad this week for the Summit of the Americas. So all eyes have been on the Caribbean, including the eyes of UK Black's resident poet, Mr. G.
This poem is called The Pirates of the Caribbean. 'Twas a clash of ideologies in a tropical storm, former Spanish and British colonies drawing pistols at dawn. When they speak of cold wars, you imagine James Bond travelling abroad, but it was just capitalist and communist pirates both fighting to keep their rice warm. Ever since the days of Jack Sparrow, the extinction of the Caribs, Arawaks and Waro, walking the plank must seem narrow for the pirates of the Caribbean. You may guess that Captain Morgan sold more than rum, and question the violence of this region, where a fist picks up a knife and faces the gun, from the pirates of the Caribbean. When Cuba sided with Russia to eject from the US, every single island like a hurricane would feel its effects. Fighting for political systems became the new treasure chest for the pirates of the Caribbean. Suddenly all emerging governments were assessed to see if they leaned to the right or leaned to the left. Guns were brought in for this new sporting contest between the pirates of the Caribbean. By the 1960s, the conflict between Washington and Moscow was fought the third world over. Funded regimes from Vietnam to the Congo caused powers to be overthrown. Poor people killed poor people, while the elite die was cast. Revolution is harsher than a nice picture of Che Guevara or quoting a few lines from Marx. But Castro held fast, defying the American task. Operation Mongoose was set upon to loosen his grip and his grasp. Sanctions were expanded across his land. Havana life became hard in order to escape the calamities some families set to sea upon rafts. In a battle of ideologies, who is to be believed? Who can rightly claim the authority when it comes to being free? Pirates of socialism fight pirates of democracy in the Caribbean Sea. But if I'm restricted by Castro or Guantanamo, what difference does it make to me? Time for a dialogue of hope. After half a century of daggers and of cloaks, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum, light a cigar and take a smoke. Pray for conversation to prevail and a fresh wind to be set in your sails. Because with the pirates of the Caribbean, dead men tell no tales.